sagen, gesundheit ja nicht.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم.
اے وہ لوگو جو ایمان لائے ہو شیطان کے قدموں پر مت چلو اور جو
او یہ ہو بلیو فالو ناٹ دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف سیٹن اینڈ ہو سو فالوز دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف سیٹن شوڈ نو دیٹ ہی شورلی انجوائنز امورالٹی اینڈ مینیفیسٹ ایول اینڈ بٹ فار دا گریس آف اللہ اینڈ ہز مرسی اپون یو ناٹ ون آف یو وڈ ایور بی پیور But Allah purifies whom He pleases, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. In addition to the above verse, Allah the Almighty has warned mankind and the faithful against following in Satan's footsteps in other places also. This commandment is there because Satan defies and disobeys Allah and rebels against His commandments. And having defied and disobeyed Allah the Almighty, He would obviously impart that rebellion in His followers too. As a result, they will become the fuel for hellfire, just like Satan himself. Allah the Almighty had clearly told Satan that his followers would go straight to hell. And after such a stark warning, Allah the Almighty says that does man still not understand that Satan is his manifest enemy? Thus, we must save ourselves from Satan. In this world, there are people who do not care about the religion, and nor do they know what heaven and hell are. They do not believe in Allah the Almighty, and they do not understand the religion, nor do they want to understand it. In the Western countries, some people have read about Islam, but only for the sake of knowledge, or just to show off the fact that they have read, while all they have is a shallow book knowledge. There are others who read the Holy Quran and gain knowledge about Islam, but only to criticize it or to get information about it without ever benefiting from the beauty of its teachings. They cannot rid themselves of the grip that Satan has over them. And as far as God Almighty is concerned, they are neither looking for Him, and nor are they interested in Him. Such people indeed are followers of Satan, but there are still others who say that they believe in Allah the Almighty, and call themselves people of the faith, but still follow in the footsteps of Satan. Some fall into the footsteps of Satan unconsciously, or are at the risk of doing so by not following Allah the Almighty's commandments, or even by not trying hard enough to seek Allah the Almighty's nearness. Therefore, Allah the Almighty warns us against following in Satan's footsteps. People of the faith are warned that they should not be contented just by accepting Islam. By accepting Islam, they think they are immune to Satan's attacks and temptations of following him. By accepting Islam, they think that they are immune to Satan's attacks and the temptations of following him. But Allah the Almighty says that believers are as threatened by Satan as non-believers are, and a mu'min, a true believer, can also fall in the hands of Satan. Therefore, it is incumbent on every believer to remember Allah the Almighty all the time and to seek his protection against Satan. From day one, Satan had sought Allah the Almighty's permission to lead man away from the righteous path by saying that he would entice man in every way he can, with the challenge that the majority of mankind would follow him. And this is exactly what we are seeing in the world today, that even the so-called believers are following Satan, whereas Allah the Almighty had warned them against this. For example, Allah the Almighty states in the Holy Quran, meaning, "And whoso kills a believer intentionally, his reward shall be hell, wherein he shall abide." And so, what is happening in the Muslim world today is exactly that. Muslims are following Satan by killing one another. And then, the senseless mass killings by the extremists, regardless of who is being killed, are all in fact satanic acts, and they all lead towards hell. While man commits these atrocities in a desire to go to the heavens, misguided by Satan, Satan says that these acts lead to heaven. However, on the contrary, Allah the Almighty says that they will lead to hell and not heaven, because you were the followers of Satan. Therefore, Allah the Almighty commands believers to always reflect upon yourselves and see whether you are in any way following the footsteps of Satan. And whether you are following the footsteps of Satan by disobeying minor matters or by committing grave sins. It is not necessary that only terrorists and murderers, the example of whom I have given, are following the footsteps of Satan. Rather, when a person distances himself from even the smallest of Allah the Almighty's commandments, he nears himself towards Satan. Thus, it is necessary to be very cautious. In order for people to become true believers, it is necessary to remain utmost cautious of Satan's attack. When Satan attacks and deceives people, he does not do so in a manner that a person easily understands it. When he deceives people and incites them towards committing sins, and when he pulls them towards disobeying the commandments of Allah the Almighty, Satan does not openly ask them to do this, or to disobey and to become distant from Allah the Almighty, or to commit such and such sins. Rather, he calls towards sins in the disguise of virtues. When Satan distanced Adam from the command of Allah the Exalted, he distanced him with the incentive of virtuous deed. This verse that I have recited also sheds light upon how vices spread when a person follows the footsteps of Satan, and how a vice spreads from one area to another, engulfing a vast region. When a person takes a firm step, one after the other, it means that he is spreading those vices. A vice apparently seems to be rather trivial in the beginning, or a person wonders what harm this vice could cause him or the society at large. However, when this spreads to a vast region, or a large number of people start committing it, or turn a blind eye towards the vice, or they fear calling it a vice due to the fear of society, or they remain silent or do not act against it by developing a sense of inferiority, worrying about the possibility of being degraded by the society if they voice their opinion against this. There are many things of this society which are practiced in this society in the name of freedom, and governments approve of them as well. However, they are vices. Furthermore, in this society, an example is that of the veil or the hijab, which is considered as a small evil in the eyes of the society, and that the rights of women are suppressed due to the veil. Much is said in this society against the veil, and in their eyes, this is no vice. Therefore, they say that there was no need for any command regarding this by the Islamic law. Being the victims of inferiority and worrying about what people will say to them, or that their friends dislike it, or school or college students and at times teachers making fun of the veil, some girls become lax with regards to observing the veil. Satan says that this is a trivial matter, and it is not as if you are not doing away with your purity by disobeying this command. And so, remove your veil, scarf or niqab in order to protect yourself from the words of society, and nothing will happen, as you are doing all of the other things in accordance with the teachings of Islam. However, at that time, the girl, and the woman removing the veil do not realize the fact that this is a command mentioned in the Holy Quran. The dignity of a woman is her dignified dress. The purity of a woman is in her abstinence from unnecessarily meeting other men. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, there are such girls, Ahmadi girls, in this society as well, who give dumbfounding responses to the criticism of men against their veil. By saying that this is our deed, and we do as we please. And why do you take our freedom by forcing us to remove the veil? We also have the right to dress according to our liking and dress to our choice. However, there are also those girls who, despite being Ahmadis, say that it is very difficult to wear the veil or a scarf in this society, and that they feel embarrassed. Parents should also inculcate these things in girls from a young age, that they should feel embarrassed by not acting in accordance with the teachings of Islam, instead of being embarrassed by obeying the command of Allah the Exalted. Similarly, there are also some vices among boys due to this free society, which quietly enter their habits. Furthermore, when such boys indulge in one vice, other vices also start entering their habits, and they start indulging in them as well. Thus, in order to be saved from Satan, it is necessary to build such defenses in our very homes, which will not only protect us from his every attack, but also enable us to respond to the attacks of Satan. Do not allow Satan to enter in your lives by considering his love to be love. Rather, every Ahmadi should endeavor to seek refuge with Allah by ever engaging in seeking his forgiveness. The greatest refuge to be protected from Satan is indeed Allah the Almighty. Thus, in this world gone astray, we should seek God Almighty's forgiveness and try to enter the refuge of Allah the Almighty, as it is only by seeking His forgiveness that one can enter the refuge of Allah the Almighty. No person approaches any vice knowingly. It is against nature that a person tries to do something, knowing that it will cause him harm. Allah the Almighty has openly told a believer about vices and virtues. Therefore, a person should search for vices and virtues according to the given teachings of Allah the Almighty, and then try to abstain from them or act in accordance with them. Satan is aware that as long as a person is in the refuge of Allah the Exalted and is in his fortification, he cannot harm him. Therefore, Satan makes a person follow him by taking him out of that refuge and by taking him out of that castle in which he is protected. In order to take a person out of the refuge of Allah the Exalted, it is obvious that at first Satan entices him with virtues. Rather, it is only possible to take a believer out of the refuge of Allah the Almighty by enticing him with virtues. At times, a man and women gain acquaintance in the name of virtue, in the name of human sympathy, or in the name of helping another person, which at times bears bad consequences. Therefore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to forbid entering the house of such women whose husbands were not home. And the reason mentioned for this was that Satan flows through the veins of a person like blood. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a fundamental principle in this, saying that those who were not within the forbidden degrees of marriage should not meet with one another freely, as this can give Satan the opportunity to do his work. Thus, in this society, where men and women openly mix, and where getting together of men and women in private is accepted as a norm, the Ahmadis need to be extremely careful. It is not just naive young girls and boys which end up in trouble. Even when mature married people visit each other unreservedly in the name of friendship and freedom, it leads to problems, and at times even homes are broken because of this. As with the grace of Allah the Almighty, we are blessed that Allah the Almighty has enabled us to accept the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, and has made us understand the wisdom behind every commandment of Islam. We must obey every commandment of Allah the Almighty and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any question and hesitation. Amongst the ills of today are TV and the internet. Just reflect and we will see that in many households, children and adults do not offer the Fajr prayer, i.e. the morning prayer, on time, as they watch TV till late at night. Or they stay up watching programs on the internet. As a result, they cannot get up in the morning for Fajr Salat. Some of them do not even realize that they ought to get up in the morning for Salat. These two evils of TV and the internet are such that they do not just lead to the loss of one or two prayers. Those who get used to do these things, watching TV and internet till late at night, becomes their daily routine. And so, this makes it difficult for them to get up on time for their Fajr prayer in the morning. There are some who do not get up for Salat, and then there are others who give no importance to it at all. Salat is an obligatory duty, and we must offer Salat even when we are poorly or in pain or in a state of war. This may mean offering Salat sitting or lying down. Even in the state of war and travelling is shortened, i.e. Qasr Salat has to be offered. But Salat has to be offered under any circumstances. And under normal circumstances, men are ordered to pray Salat in congregation, and women are instructed to offer their Salat on time. However, Satan takes people away from Salat by the lure of worldly TV and internet programs. And then Satan tightens his grip through various other programs, such as apps on the phones and iPads. Initially, people watch sensible programs on these devices. But then the attraction grows and people get sucked into watching immoral and obscene programs. This leads to restlessness in homes, as men busy themselves watching immoral programs on TV and internet till late at night, and they do not attend to the rights of their wives and children. In such homes, children also develop the same habits and watch immoral and obscene programs. Therefore, all Ahmadi households should do their best to protect themselves from such evils. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be very concerned about Satan attacking his followers. And he taught his companions very comprehensive prayers in order to be protected from Satan. One of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated that the Holy Prophet taught us this prayer, that O Allah, put your love in our hearts, reform us, and lead us to the path of peace. And take us out of darkness towards light. Protect us against the overt and covert obscenities. Bless us through our ears and eyes, and bless us through our spouses and our children. Turn to us with mercy, and indeed it is only you who accept repentance and who shows mercy again and again. Make us of those who are grateful for their blessings and who talk about their blessings fondly and who make the most of these blessings. And O Allah, perfect your blessings on us. Thus, this is a prayer which prevents one from unwarranted worldly entertainment and all kinds of other meaningless things, and it halts the onslaughts of Satan. These days, various kinds of absurdities are being pursued in the world in the name of entertainment. When an individual will pray for blessings for his ears and eyes, and when he will supplicate to attain security and to make a progress from darkness to light, and will pray to be able to fulfill the rights of spouses, and when one will pray for the children to become the delight of one's eyes, then his attention will itself be diverted from absurdities and obscenities. And in this way, a believer becomes the means of protecting the entire house from Satan. Thus, in this age, in which we are going through, media has brought not one country but the entire world closer to each other. Unfortunately, instead of bringing us closer to each other in virtues, it has brought us closer to following the footsteps of Satan. Therefore, under such circumstances, it is necessary for an Ahmadi to watch over his condition more than ever before. Allah the Almighty has granted us MTA. He has also given us a website comprising of spiritual and educational material of the Jamaat. If we turn much attention towards them, only then will we be able to keep our attention to such matters that bring us closer to Allah the Almighty, and only then will we be protected from Satan. If you do watch other channels for entertainment, then it should be ensured that only such programs are watched that are considered decent. Parents should be cautious about themselves and also supervise their children. Wherever there is absurdity and filth, save yourselves from such programs as they lead to further indecency and evil things. They drive one to a position which distances from Allah the Almighty. Every Ahmadi household should make it binding upon themselves that, as a minimum, all members of the household should listen to the Friday sermon on MTA every week. Moreover, you should daily watch other programs of MTA for at least 1 hour. Those households where this is the practice, we see that by the grace of Allah the Almighty, they are inclined towards faith, and their children as well as adults are learning the faith. Whoever will act upon this will certainly, on one hand, gain benefit in terms of faith, and on the other hand, Satan will also be distanced from them. They will be inclined towards attaining the nearness to Allah the Almighty, and households will gain tranquility, and blessings will be created in them, as per the aforementioned prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mother wrote to me once that my son was fine up to the age of 17. He was offering prayers and showed interest in the activities of the Jamaat. However, now that he has grown older and has gained a bit of freedom, he has, under the influence of his friends, turned completely away from faith. It is true that at a certain age, boys can be particularly susceptible to the influence of their environment. However, parents should try to have a friendly relationship with their children and teach them the distinction between right and wrong. Furthermore, a religious atmosphere should be established in the home. Nowadays, as I have mentioned, in the same way as Allah the Almighty has provided us with worldly means of entertainment, so has He given means of tarbiyat, i.e. moral training, within those means of entertainment. If all of the household were to sit together and watch them and benefit from them, then the children will have a feeling that they hold importance at home. Thus, they will not step out and will not involve in absurdities, and will not seek peace outside, because they will experience that peace at home. It is also incumbent upon parents to attach their children to the mosque and to involve them in the activities of the auxiliary organizations. Here I will also say to the auxiliary organizations and the administrative system of the Jamaat, although particularly to the auxiliary organizations, that they have to look after their members. Everyone is organized into a particular group, which makes this task of caring easier. Khuddam must take care of Khuddam, Lajna must take care of members of Lajna. It is particularly important to take care of Atfal and young Khuddam, and moreover of Nasirat and young members of Lajna. It is a huge responsibility upon the auxiliary organizations to firmly attach them with the Jamaat. Khuddam should form various such teams which attach Khuddam of various dispositions with themselves. However, majority of the complaints are received from young girls. as all girls above the age of 15 become members of the same Lajna organization, and the young girls complain about the attitudes of some older ladies and office bearers in particular. If those ladies are not being guilty of distancing girls from faith, they are certainly distancing them from the activities of the majlis. Thus, office bearers should furnish such attitudes, which enable them to act with compassion and attach the members with the faith, the mosque, the auxiliary organization, and the jamaat. Otherwise, Satan is lying in wait for anyone to show weakness in faith or have some grievance against an office bearer, so that he can attack and take control of such an individual. We have believed in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, because in this age there was to be a final war against Satan through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. However, if through our actions we are providing Satan, who pretends to be a sympathizer, an opportunity to take control of our children and young people due to the attitudes of office bearers, then such office bearers, whether men or women, are not helpers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. Rather, they are helpers of Satan. Thus, every office bearer should particularly make an effort to safeguard herself or himself, as well as members of the Jamaat, from the onslaughts of Satan. Hence, there is a need to understand the blessings which Allah the Almighty has bestowed upon us. There is a need to obtain the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. Similarly, every sensible Ahmadi, young boys and girls, should keep in mind that Allah the Almighty has graced them with this favor by either granting them the ability to accept Ahmadiyyat, or by their birth in an Ahmadi household. He granted them the ability to accept the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the glad tidings of the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, who was to defeat Satan in this age. For this reason, an Ahmadi should not turn himself away from faith because of the behavior of his elder or the so-called noble person. Rather, an Ahmadi should be a helper of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam in order to defeat Satan. And for this, he should pray to Allah the Almighty. Allah the Almighty says that I am all-hearing and all-knowing. I am the one who hears and who knows. I am aware of how much you fear satanic attacks, and I am aware of the struggles you are going through and the prayers you are offering to safeguard yourself from it. And for this reason, I will listen to your prayers. You pray and also safeguard yourself from an environment which generates such thoughts. With this prayer, safeguard yourself from this environment in which man gets influenced by Satan. And also pray that you always are protected from satanic attacks. Allah the Almighty states that the struggles and prayers offered with sincerity will be accepted, and that you will be protected from Satan. Similarly, those who are assigned the task of service to faith, particularly those who are entrusted with the responsibility of providing guidance and moral training of the Jamaat members, they should try to mold their words and actions according to the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. Pray sincerely to Allah the Almighty, that Allah the Almighty may not let anyone come under the control of Satan because of them. So much so that none of the Jamaat members follow Satan in any manner. Allah the Almighty says that I will hear such prayers which are offered with sincerity, and I will continue to guide you and those people who are attacked by Satan, so that you can protect yourself from such attacks. Otherwise, it is not possible for you to protect yourself from satanic attacks without the help of Allah the Almighty and without prostrating before Him. Hence, look for the help of Allah the Almighty. As I have stated, that Satan said to Allah the Almighty that if you do not stop me forcefully and give me some leeway, then I will misguide human beings and I will put all my effort towards this. How far does Satan go in his efforts? An ordinary believer aside, Satan even tries to control the awliya, i.e. the friends of Allah and saints of Allah, until the last moment. It is his effort that even in the last moments they take some action that may bring them under his power. Someone once mentioned about a dream in a gathering of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam. After listening to the dream, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam said that this dream ended in a strange manner. Satan desires to deceive man through various portrayals. However, it has become known that your end is very good, because this dream concludes in a good place. The person who was narrating his dream, the end result of his dream shows that the end result was that Satan had attacked, but he was protected from him. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam then states, quite often it happens that a man is protected from satanic attacks if he tries to safeguard himself, or if there is grace of Allah the Almighty. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam then stated, it has been related about a saint that when he passed away, his last words were, "Not yet, not yet." When he was about to pass away, the last words on his tongue at the time of the death were, "Not yet, not yet." One of his followers who was there became very astonished, and after his death he started to pray intensely night and day that what was the matter. As to why the saint continuously said, "Not yet, not yet." At last he met that saint in his dream, and he inquired, "What were those last words, and why did you say, 'Not yet, not yet'?" The saint replied that Satan attacks every man at the time of death in order to snatch away the light of faith from him in the last minute. For this reason, Satan also came to me as usual and tried to turn me away from religion. When I did not let any of his attacks become successful, he said to me that you have been safeguarded from my hands. For this reason, I said, "Not yet, not yet." That is, until I am not dead, I am not in peace from you. In other words, despite the fact that he is inciting me, I am trying to safeguard myself in every manner. However, until I am alive, he will continue to incite me. For this reason, until my life ends, I cannot say that I am protected from you. Thus, these are the standards the awliya, i.e. the friends and saints of Allah, established before us. Satan constantly tries to lead the friends and the saints of Allah astray and into the hellfire. And so this is a matter of extremely grave concern for an ordinary person. Even a moment of carelessness can throw one into the lap of Satan. which is why we should constantly engage in tawbah, i.e. repentance, and istighfar, i.e. seeking forgiveness. Elsewhere, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining Satan's attempts to assault man, says, Satan is always on the lookout for how he can corrupt man's actions and lead him astray, to the extent that he even tries to misguide man in his righteous deeds. For this, he concocts every possible type of ploy and scheme to lead him to immorality. For example, Satan will even try to corrupt one's prayers by making a person think pretentiously and ostentatiously. Thus, although a person may be praying, which is a pious action, Satan tries to make his worship impure in some way or the other by making the person perform his prayers for show. Then the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, in the same way Satan tries to lead astray even the one leading the prayers, i.e. the imam. Thus we should never be fearless of the attacks of Satan. For while he very openly and brazenly attacks the immoral and depraved, those people in the world who are immersed in sinful ways and who are corrupt and far removed from religion are easy prey for Satan. However, he does not hold back from unleashing his assaults on even the pious, i.e. he does not desist from trying to attempt those who are righteous and finds one opportunity or the other and pounces on them. The promised Messiah states, those who are under the grace of God the Almighty and are cognizant of every subtle and elusive mischiefs of Satan pray to God Almighty for protection. However, those who are weak and raw often succumb to his ploys. And so a mu'min, a true believer, should constantly pray to God the Almighty and engage in istighfar, i.e. seeking forgiveness for one's sins, so he is saved from Satan's wickedness. Drawing attention to istighfar, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, God Almighty has enjoined us to resolutely engage in istighfar. This is so man constantly seeks forgiveness for every sin, whether it is overt or concealed, whether he is aware of a sin he has committed or not, and whether it is a sin relating to his speech, ears, nose and eyes, for any type of sin. Nowadays we should recite the prayer of Adam alayhi salam. That is, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if thou forgive us not, and have not mercy on us, we shall surely be of the lost. Counseling us, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, friends, do not look upon the commandments of God with contempt. Let not the poison of philosophy of the current era affect you. Follow the commandments of God like a child obeys his mother. Perform your salat, for it is the secret to attaining all power. And when you stand for salat, do not do so as a customary act. Rather, just as you perform a physical ablution, you should also perform an internal ablution by cleansing your thoughts of anyone other than Allah. Just as you physically cleanse your body with water, you should also cleanse your body, your heart of any thoughts that arise other than that of Allah. Then you should stand with both physical and spiritual ablutions and should fervently pray, and you should make it a habit to cry and weep before Allah, so that you may be shown mercy. Adopt truthfulness, for He watches you. Always adopt the truth in every matter. You should realize in every matter that Allah the Almighty is watching you. He sees what is in your hearts. Can a person ever deceive God? Can your fabrications ever be successful in front of God? The unfortunate person is he who increases in his immoralities to such an extent that he acts as though God does not exist. Such a person is soon destroyed, and God cares not for such a person. The promised Messiah says, friends, mere logic of this world is a Satan, and the hollow philosophy of this age is an Iblis. Mere logic and reasoning are all satanic. It is not enough to just follow these. Rather, you must search for God too. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, that mere logic greatly reduces the light of one's faith. If you tread upon the path of logic and philosophy, then the light of your faith will reduce, and it will create arrogant and brazenness, and takes one very close to atheism. Therefore, save yourself from this, and create a heart which is fearful of God, and follow the commandments of God without any defiance. In other words, follow the commandments of Allah the Almighty without any defiance, just as a child obeys its mother. The teachings of the Holy Quran lead you to the pinnacle of righteousness, so pay heed to them and conform yourselves to the teachings. May Allah the Almighty make us of those who are saved from walking on the steps of Satan. May we be those who bow before Allah the Almighty and who follow His commandments whilst beseeching His help. And may we practice the teachings of the Holy Quran. And may we be grateful that Allah the Almighty has granted us the opportunity to accept His chosen one who was to defeat Satan. May Allah the Almighty enable us to become a part of those who counter and destroy every attack of Satan whilst fulfilling the obligations we have as part of our bath to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah the Almighty enable us to do so.
الحمد لله نعمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.